now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, she's not lying. I am the mayor of Prescott Valley, and I kind of missed you guys last month. I'm not sure what I was out of town doing a with my wife for anniversary, so that's why I wasn't here, and I apologize for that, but it only happens once a year. So I'm glad you guys are with us. We have Nicole Kennedy from the Boys and Girls Club with us. We're going to talk about all the great things that's going on with that, and then we'll have Parks and Rec wrap things up at the end and let people know what's happening in the town of Prescott Valley. So thanks for joining us, folks. We're just going to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org. Let's be there for us. Let's be there for them.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. As I mentioned earlier, we got Nicole Kennedy here from the Boys and Girls Club. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you, Mayor Palguda.
So just for our listeners that might not be sure who you are or what you got going on, why don't you just introduce yourself and let's talk a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm the executive director with the Boys and Girls Clubs and proud to work alongside an awesome team to serve the youth of our community through after-school programming and right now uniquely with some other programming related to the pandemic.
Oh, so that's kind of cool. Let's talk about, there's Boys and Girls Club in Prescott Valley, but let's just talk about overall where they all are. And then we'll kind of focus a little bit on Prescott Valley because this is Talking the Town for Prescott Valley.
Absolutely. So, yes, we have four different locations. We have a our main two clubhouses are in Prescott Valley and Prescott. And we also have a multimedia program that our show host has been a part of, Mason, with a partnership through Prescott High School, as well as a teen center in Chino Valley.
Ah, so that's kind of good. We'll kind of touch base on a little bit of that. So each club has a little bit different things to offer, or is it all the same, basically?
Well, essentially, the two, when I say main clubhouses, that really just specifically refers to the ages. So we serve ages 6 through high school, depending on the time of year, at both Prescott and Prescott Valley. And then, of course, Chino Valley and PHS are our teen population specifically.
Gotcha. So in Prescott Valley, you're located on the corner of Luce and Robert Road, for those that are not familiar with that, correct?
That's right. You can't miss the big blue building anymore.
You cannot miss the big blue building. It's a portion of the building's kind of old, been around for a while, has a lot of history in regards to Prescott Valley and what's been in there. So let's talk about kids. So how many kids basically maybe come through the doors? How do you count them? How do you track them?
So we like to use the term average daily attendance. Those numbers have shifted so much this year because this year has been unique for everybody.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just this strange thing.
Kind of weird, right?
But normally, in a normal year, if you will, our average is about 200 kids per day that walk through the clubs.
Okay. So that's a pretty significant number, I think. Mainly after school? Is that usually when they come, right?
After school, and then we are open all day for summer programming,
okay.
And we try to fill the gaps where, you know, normally when school is closed for spring break, for fall break, we're open all day for those as well.
Gotcha. How do the kids get to your facility?
Great question. So we are really reliant on our partnerships with the school districts. So HUSD, PUSD, CUSD are very instrumental to making sure that we can provide after-school care via transportation. During the summer, parents are picking up and dropping off, but during school time,
right.
You know, our districts are pivotal to make that happen.
So what's the latest they're at your place, like late in the day?
Oh, we close at 6:30.
6:30?
Yep.
Okay. So it gives a child an opportunity to go to school, and then after school, maybe mom and dad are kind of working, and there's no adult supervision at home, so then it gives them an alternative to just wandering around, I suppose, right?
Right. And I think you know full well from your prior LEO experience, right, when kids are left unattended, it's a much higher risk factor for
sure.
Crimes and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. The goal is obviously to keep children kind of in a safe place, keep them occupied, and keep them doing things, right? So what happens at, like, the child gets off from school, they show up, is it playtime? Is it get help with homework? How does the whole thing, what's a day play out like?
All of the above.
Okay.
So we want to create a very diverse experience, really, to provide opportunities to the kids that they would not otherwise have if it weren't for the clubs. But we're also, you know, some of the critical programs are Power Hour. So we are an extension of the schools by providing that homework time that kids need to focus and get that done. And parents love us for that.
Ooh. I'm sure they do. No, that's interesting. So, yeah, it gives them an opportunity to just kind of stay focused for a little bit and then get prepared for their evening routine, I suppose.
Exactly. So we have programs with the arts, with sports, mountain biking that we're getting
gotcha.
Ready to launch again.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Is it mainly made up of paid staff, volunteer staff? What do you have going on?
Right now we're predominantly paid staff, but one of our goals, we're working on our five-year strategic plan, is
yes.
to really launch a comprehensive volunteer program.
Okay.
It really aligns with our program goals to create more diversity and knowing that we have an amazing community here that have great expertise in various subject matters that can really add to
sure.
the depth of our programs.
So that's kind of the goal, is just kind of just be more versatile in regards to what you can offer the kids. Is that basically what you're trying to do?
Exactly.
Is there a cap? Like, are there just, is there a number where you're just like, we can't take any more kids to come through? Like, what does that look like?
Yes. So we do have capacity based on the number of programming rooms available at both clubs and, you know, staffed appropriately. So, you know, the numbers have been a little bit less, you know, this year because of the pandemic.
Sure.
We've kept our groups a little bit smaller. But yeah, we do have capacity. Yeah, we're usually on a wait list, unfortunately.
Okay. That's definitely not good. Due to facility size, correct? Is that basically what it is?
Correct.
Okay. What else is there in regards to that? I know we've gone by the Boys and Girls Club in the summertime, and you actually have, correct me if I'm wrong, groups that go out into the park and stuff. Like, they have, you know, people watching them, and they kind of go do little field trips or something,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah, that's why the town of PV is such a fantastic partner, and the location is so perfect for the clubs, because we can, you know, just walk across the parking lot and be at the soccer fields or go to field trips at the swimming pool during the summer.
So. Right. Because all your facilities are not strategically located like that, correct?
No, Prescott's pretty isolated.
Okay. So, that's one of the things that makes Prescott Valley so great, because, yeah, during the summertime, you'd see them kind of marching along, doing their thing, and that's good to hear. We can kind of talk a little bit about what the relationship between the town of Prescott Valley is and the Boys and Girls Club. So how do you see that relationship?
So we're very fortunate to be able to partner with the town of PV. Historically, Boys and Girls Clubs of America have a model that is replicated around the country and is replicated here, in that we partner with municipalities mm-hmm. like the town of PV to lease the building. We say for $1 a year, which is lovely, because it really helps us to put our dollars back into programs and back into the greater impact for the kids.
So how are you funded?
We are funded through membership fees, our smallest percentage. Mm-hmm. So the kids, you know, the families pay a little bit to go.
Sure.
It's very nominal.
Of course.
You know, like less than a date night
for
the most part.
Yeah. So we're not counting on that.
Yeah,
all right?
we're not counting on that.
Cross that off the list. That's not funding this.
Yeah. It's less than 15% of our budget every year. And so that means the other 85% or more mm-hmm. are coming directly from the community. So through fundraising events, individual giving, grants, and so forth.
Gotcha. So there's some sort of federal grant. Some federal grants that you get, or no?
No, actually, we did get a little bit of state funding this year, uniquely because of the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
But normally, in a normal year,
right.
we do not receive any government funding for our operations.
For operations, yes. So in order to keep the lights on, you rely on the community to basically fund it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's kind of scary sometimes, right?
Yeah. It's a really weighty opportunity to support, and it's why we rely on people like Mayor Palguda to dance for Dancing for the Stars.
Oh, yes. There's Dancing for the Stars, folks. I know, I think we've talked about it on air before. This year, due to this COVID thing, kind of threw a monkey wrench into the whole thing. But what's going to change? We can kind of switch gears and talk about that a little bit. So the Dancing for the Stars event provides about how much funding to you? Like,
over a third of our annual budget.
Okay, over a third of your annual budget comes from just that one event.
Mm-hmm. It's huge.
So that's significant.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, it depends on how you look at it. Fortunately, COVID kind of impacted us at the end of what would have been fundraising, would have been end of the whole event, I guess. The only thing that was missing was the actual event, correct?
Yes. So while we didn't earn what we would normally have earned in a year, you're correct. The fundraising was on much of the front end, so we were very, very fortunate in that the sponsors and ticket holders and all those that supported the efforts this year really made our essential services program possible.
Gotcha. So there's still going to be plans for 2021 to raise money, correct?
Yes.
So that'll be another Dancing for the Stars event.
Yes.
So that'll be exciting. Is there any other fundraising events that you guys do, or how do you go about that?
We have a Lights Out Golf Classic that's been a smaller scale event. We're considering ways in which we can expand that next year.
Okay.
It's just a fun nighttime event where you play golf with lighted balls.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a... Where's that at?
That's at Antelope Hills Golf Course.
Okay. Antelope here in Prescott?
Yeah. We play under a full moon.
Under a full moon?
Yeah.
Full moon with lighted golf balls, and just go out there and... I'd have trouble finding my golf balls in the middle of the daytime, let alone at night, even if they were lit up. So I don't know how well that would work out.
It's mostly for fun.
Mostly for fun. Nothing's for fun with me, Nicole. Like, I am a 100% competitor. I'm proud to say that I am unbeaten with my 5-year-old twins when it comes to games. Like, I am the game champion when it comes to them, and I'm not shy to say that. So, shush your words on it's just for fun. I don't believe in that.
Well, that's good. You're teaching them how to be competitive and give it their all.
I'm teaching them about life, that life's never given to them and that they shouldn't expect to win all the time. And they want to win, they better start practicing and grinding and figure out a way to beat dad. So when's the golf event? What time of year is it?
It's normally in the middle of summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's kind of good. Well, we're going to be wrapping up a little bit here. We're going to come back, and I believe we might have someone from Parks and Rec chit-chat with us, but we're still going to be focusing on the Boys and Girls Club as well and kind of just see what's happening there. We're going to talk about the CDBG grant and how that affects Prescott Valley's Boys and Girls Club, as well as any other Boys and Girls Club throughout the area. And then we'll talk a little bit about how people can get involved. I'm sure you still accept volunteers, right? Like, do volunteers still can come and, like, maybe sit at the desk or...
Yeah, that's still something
they can do. So we'll talk a little bit about that, how they can get a hold of you. In the meantime, though, do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a phone number? How do people get a hold of you?
So they can call us at the office at 776-8686, or they can visit us on our webpage at BG for Boys and Girls, CC like Charlie, azarizona.org.
You've said that before. That's good. I like that. I like how you broke that down. So, yeah, be sure to check that out, folks. But right now, we're just going to take a short break. You're listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Wow. Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned earlier, we got a couple new guests that are going to be in studio for this segment. We have Bryce and we have Casey from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So, hey, we all kind of informally met. They all met Nicole, and we're talking about Boys and Girls Club stuff and how it kind of basically plays an impact. And Casey, as I'm sure you're aware, parks and library stuff and kids, Boys and Girls is huge for Prescott Valley.
Absolutely.
Nicole, let's talk a little bit about the CDGB, whatever it is.
It's a good tongue twister.
It is. The grant that Boys and Girls Club received this year, just north of $760,000.
That's right.
So what's that doing? What do we do with that?
So that tongue twister, CDBG, is the Community Development Block Grant. Those are federal funds that are passed through municipalities to support low to moderate income projects. And because we serve so many low to moderate income families at the Boys and Girls Clubs, we are eligible as a recipient. So the town of PV has graciously awarded us that funding to be able to complete the remodeling of the existing club.
Right. Some people have commented, well, didn't you guys just already get a new auditorium or a new gymnasium? And that is true.
That is true.
But the older portion or the original part of the building is, I mean, at least 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs a little bit of work. Ladies, have you been there? Have you been to the Boys and Girls Club yet?
Yes, I have not.
You have not been
Thursday,
in there?
Thursday, I know. Thursday.
So you're gonna get to go
Thursday
in there.
Yeah.
So you kind of see like one side, very, very nice and very new. Other side, very, very old and needs a little touch up. So hopefully the $760,000 kind of can do a little bit of that, right? That's your goal?
Yeah, I think it will take us a long way, really. The building was, I think, as you know, originally built for adults. It was never built for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we know, kids have unique needs. And we've tried to box in our programming to meet those needs with what we had, gratefully.
Right.
But now that we have this opportunity to really revamp the space, to highlight our programs and make it a more safer and more conducive space for our kids.
Yeah, so for those of you with a little Prescott Valley history, it used to be the CASA Center back in the day. And then CASA then since moved to the end of Spouse or Manzanita Circle. Mm-hmm. And then the building was vacant for a little bit. And then Boys and Girls Club kind of kicked in there, and they're doing their thing. So we're hoping to do a little touch up on the parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do that, get a little bit going there. And then, like we mentioned, it's just an older building. And if you can imagine an older 30-year, 40-year-old building and what we need to do to try to make it more kid-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the
good.
Other great thing for community is, you know, I think the town is cognizant of the need for, you know, everybody to be able to enjoy the space when the club is not utilizing it. So we'll have the basketball hoops outside for people to be able to play whenever, you know, any time of day.
Like the resurface of the parking lot. Right now, the parking lot's just needs the resurfacing. It's just older, and over time, being able to resurface it, get some, I think the goal is to have some basketball hoops on the perimeter of the parking lot and just open for whoever wishes to play basketball there at any time. So that's kind of cool. What else we got going on with the Boys and Girls Club that's so important for our residents to hear about? We talked about volunteering. So they can still reach out to you to volunteer. And like when you say volunteer, you need someone to sit at the desk. Do you need someone to just basically monitor kids? How does that work?
There's so many things.
Okay.
You know, we've identified our top 10 program areas, you know, as I mentioned, the arts, sports, different things. And so people that have a specific skill set, more than likely it's going to align with one of our top 10 areas because we really encompass STEM and every major component that you could probably think of for a well-rounded experience. So somebody who's interested in working with kids and really expanding those programs, but also, you know, clerical, there's all kinds of things that they could do to give back with their time.
Gotcha. And I cannot emphasize enough of how important Boys and Girls Club is. And as we've talked before many of times, like getting involved with Dancing for the Stars was was just not about my dancing abilities getting showed that off, right? Like, we all know those do not exist. But it was all about trying to raise as much money as possible because I know how important it is. And you go there, and one day I was there, the kids, they just got so stoked and so happy over it was a pizza party day. You know, and they had some pizza from Peter Piper or Domino's or whatever it was. And the kids were just so excited for things that you and I take for granted. It's tough. And I remember being a little kid. My family was one that we would go to McDonald's once a year for my birthday. That was it. I mean, my parents literally worked in a shoe factory in Maine. So that's all they did. We counted every dollar we could. And just seeing myself in their place was so, like, just it brought me back to, like, what it was like. And that's why it's so important that we do whatever we can as a community to just rise that up to a certain level. So hopefully everyone out there agrees with me. Hopefully you can reach out. Again, what the phone number is?
776-8686.
And then are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook. If you type in BGCCAZ.
Yes.
Which is B for boy, G for girl, CC like Charlie Charlie. AZ like Arizona, you can find us.
And then go like the page, and then just you get kind of updates on what's going on, what they're doing, and then how you can reach out and help. And I think that's so important. And Casey, with you being here, you've been in libraries all your life. I've heard
yes.
you talk about that.
Yes.
Been around children for the most part. I mean, a lot
yes.
of children use
mm-hmm.
libraries.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you see that symbiotic relationship between what the town of Prescott Valley can do and the Boys and Girls Club, and like how that plays a role in a community?
My head is spinning with so many ideas right now. So that's how I work. So I can't believe we haven't partnered before. And this is a great opportunity to open the discussion on how the library can help you, how Parks and Recreation Department, we can all work together and make this very successful. So there's just, we have a community engagement outreach librarian. So this is a great opportunity for her to reach out also.
And as you mentioned, like some of the events and things that they do at the Boys and Girls Club being like arts related
yes.
or something like that. Like we do arts related stuff
mm-hmm.
at the town of Prescott Valley at the library.
Yes.
So like that partnership or that team up is almost a no-brainer when it comes
oh,
to
yeah.
trying to do things, whether we go to the Boys and Girls Club or we somehow figure out a way for the people mm-hmm. from the Boys and Girls Club to come to the library, I think is so, so important.
I mean, just even thinking about the arts and culture aspect, our arts and culture coordinator, Isabella Tuning, I mean, we can do something with, you know, programming or something to get that piece going. Especially getting the creativity of the Boys and Girls Club and those kids who don't have the supplies for art, and we can offer that to them. So Bella's going to hate me when I get back.
Hey, guess what? We got a few more things that we're going to put on your plate, and you're going to start partnering with Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
I can't wait.
So excited, Casey. Yes. Can't wait to give you the tour on Thursday.
I know, right?
So, and what time are you going?
2 o'clock is our meeting.
Will there be children present?
Yes. Well,
there will be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so it's a and you'll see how it kind of works.
It's 11? 11. It's on my calendar. That's all I have in here. Thank you.
So I think it's just so like, and anyone from the community can get a tour, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely. We love to give tours.
Contact you.
Just contact us. We can't really accommodate walk-in tours because of the nature of delivering children's services. But yes, we would be happy to schedule a tour with anybody. So.
No, that's good. And I cannot emphasize enough whoever is interested, whether I'm sure you take some sort of donations, like you take like a ping pong table or something. Is that something you guys take or is that not what you need or?
Yeah,
like that?
We will be updating our wish list on a consistent basis on the
okay.
website.
Perfect.
So part of our plan for next year to make that clear because we do, you know, the kids can beat up some of those ping pong tables pretty badly. So,
yeah. I was just using that as an example. But as you said, there's going to be like, there's a little list you keep online and people can just go on there and say, yeah, you know what? I got some of this. I'm not doing this, I can drop it off or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah, like Casey mentioned, art supplies, or pens and pencils.
Okay.
All kinds of things like that.
No, that's definitely something we need to keep tabs on and figure out how we're going to work that relationship and grow that relationship between the town and the Boys and Girls Club. So it's a huge staple. Again, I can't mention it enough. Corner of Luce and Robert Road. Give Nicole a call. Message you, or is someone watching on Facebook? Like if someone messages
yes.
Facebook, they monitor that.
Absolutely.
Have them reach out. And I think that's huge. Is there anything, like, we're kind of wrapping this up. We got about a minute and a half left.
Did we really talk about the Essential Services Program? What you really did help us fundraise for this year?
No, we should probably talk about that.
So just really briefly in a nutshell, we closed for only 6 days after the districts announced the statewide closure to reassess the need and restructure our operations to support the families and discover there was still plenty of need. And so we reopened, and instead of our normal after-school hours, we committed to all-day services because that's what the need was.
Yeah.
And so your fundraising and the community support has helped us to deliver 11-hour day services to the families who need us most.
No, and that's huge. It just goes to show you how you were able to move on the fly, make an adjustment, and then still continue to help out for who we had in our community that needed your services. I mean, it was just huge. So that's amazing, and we thank you for that. And
thank you.
Stay focused, everyone. You need to pay more attention to the Dancing for the Stars. Get ready to donate. Get ready to just give a little bit. I know times are always rough and it's always never a good time, but please think about the kids of our community and how important it is to be able to build that up and keep that going. So with that being said, we are wrapping up. Nicole, as always, it is great to see you and talk with you, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Likewise. Thank you, Mayor Pagoda.
When we're coming back, we're just going to have the ladies of Parks and Rec. So we're just going to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Rumor has it the Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
Hi, this is John Lonis of Autoworks and my Shop Dog Whiskey. Everyone's talking about these uncertain times. One thing you can count on is Autoworks Service and Repair will give you peace of mind that everything under the hood is running smoothly. We stand by our work and we fix all makes and models, including imports and Euros. And check out our website at AutoworksServiceAndRepair.com. And don't forget to call 928-775-3332 and let Autoworks keep your vehicle healthy. And remember,
you won't find jerks at Autoworks.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley in Paulden, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, October the 20th. I'm Gregory Scott reporting up next to check up news headlines and your KQ&A weather forecast. President Donald Trump has rallied voters in Prescott. Trump made a campaign stop at the Prescott Regional Airport yesterday that had attendance from an estimated 15,000 people. Trump made one of two campaign stops in Arizona yesterday at the Prescott Regional Airport. Speaking to an estimated 15,000 people, the president expressed no concern over some polls that shows he's trailing his Democrat challenger, Joe Biden.
15 days from now, we're going to win the state of Arizona, and we're going to win four more years in the White House. This is such an important state. If we win this state, we win it all. This is such an important state. And I happen to love this state.
Trump also went after his Democratic opponent.
Joe Biden has made a corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control of his whole group over to the socialists, the communists, the Marxists, and the left-wing extremists. You know that.
Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar called the rally electrifying.
Because you can feel the people that are so bonded to this president because he's a fighter. For all the time, 4 years, when have you seen a politician under-promise and over-deliver?
The president also held a re-election rally at the Tucson International Airport during his visit to Arizona yesterday. Three firefighting divisions are working to protect the community of Crown King from the 9,000-acre horse fire.
A Southwest Area Type 1 incident team has been creating fire breaks, constructing fire lines, and installing sprinkler systems from the center of town to outward structures.
We have the community of Crown King, which has been evacuated. We have communication sites. There's a lot of values at risk, and we need those special skills that maybe we don't have at the local level.
Prescott National Forest spokeswoman Debbie Manili says it's not known when Crown King evacuees will be allowed to return home.
Once the fire gets some containment on that eastern side, or fire managers and the sheriff department look at it and the containment is holding, fire activity is minimal, or maybe it goes to smoldering in that area, then they'll look and discuss about bringing residents back.
Access is limited by steep terrain and dense vegetation. It has been burning since October 15th, since there was no lightning or forest burning operations. This is a human-caused fire that's under investigation. A virtual community meeting that was held last night can be viewed at the Prescott National Forest's Facebook page. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
That's news headlines and your KQ&A weather forecast. Clear skies as we head on into the evening, an overnight low of 48 degrees in the Prescott area. Sunshine with a high of 80 tomorrow. Winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Ditto on Thursday, a bit cooler. Temperatures down in the low 70s by the weekend. In the Verde Valley, clear with low of 50 on into the evening. Sunny with a high of 90 on Wednesday, 10 to 20 mile per hour winds tomorrow. Temperatures down into the low 80s by week's end. That's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM. Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM. Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
Hey, everyone out there in Radio Land. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
An important message from Medicare.
You know how Medicare plans can change from year to year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this coming year, premiums are at historic lows.
Really?
Yeah, and hundreds of plans will have insulin for just $35 a month.
That will save some money. Can't wait to look at my plan choices for 2021.
Open enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th.
Comparing plans really pays.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In rural communities like ours, we look out for each other. We work hard and don't expect much in return. Just a fair shot. But right now, we're facing challenges like never before. Unemployment is high. Jobs still get shipped overseas. This pandemic rages on. Joe Biden knows the challenges we face here are unique. That's why he'll be laser-focused on helping us recover.
My plan will help create new, good-paying jobs in manufacturing and innovation. Create them right here in the United States of America so that the future is made in America.
And under Joe's plan, anyone making less than $400,000 won't pay a penny more in taxes. And big corporations will pay their fair share for a change. Because Joe knows America's greatest economic engine isn't Wall Street. It's small towns like ours. And that's who he's fighting for every day.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned, we have the ladies of Parks and Rec here, and we are going to talk about, this is like the fun time right here, like what we have going on. That's all right. Fun with Prescott Valley. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you. I guess I'm putting on my Parks and Rec hat because I'm also over Library Arts and Parks and Recreation.
Yes.
Which is so weird.
We can switch hats, but right now let's try to, I mean, we got a pretty exciting what I think is a holiday coming up.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that.
So Bryce, you want to talk about the Jack-O-Lantern Town?
Yeah. So Friday, October 30th is our Jack-O-Lantern Town at the, we're calling it the Pumpkin Valley Civic Center.
I like it.
And it's on the theater on the green. It's for kids of all ages. It's a free event. And we're encouraging the community to come out and join us for the night.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit, like what can I expect? I have 5-year-old twins. So, is there going to be something to do for them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, we are showing the famous Bugs Bunny Halloween special a couple times throughout the night. So,
I like it. Nice.
If you got younger ones, 5:45 is our first showing. We're showing it again at 6:30, and then 7:30 is our last showing for the movie.
Okay. It'll be basically on the blow-up movie screen that we normally have for Movie Under the Stars?
Yep, 30-foot movie screen with our surround sound.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. What else is going on in between that?
In between, we'll be playing Halloween music. We will be having a special line dance where kids will get to learn the Monster Mash.
Oh, I like it.
And perform it for their parents if they'd like.
Yeah.
We are doing a jack-o'-lantern walk around the theater on the green, and we're encouraging participants to bring their jack-o'-lanterns ready and carved so that you can display your carvings and just make the night a little more festive.
What about a... kids are, of course, encouraged to dress up. Yes. Oh,
yep. We want everyone to show up in their costumes.
Nice.
Why not get two nights of the costumes instead of one?
Oh, let me tell you, I'll rock a good costume out 4 or 5 times a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be just Halloween.
Right.
My wife loves Halloween. It's like a big, big event for
her.
So the twins are into it. So it'll be good.
Yeah.
And of course, how much does this all cost?
It is no cost. It is a free event for our community and anyone else outside of the community wanting to join.
All right. Hear that, folks? So it is a free event Friday night, October 30th, starting at, we're taking people in at like 5:30, you said?
5 o'clock
is
when it actually starts, but that first movie showing isn't until 5:45.
Okay. No. Just come on down there. It's a safe environment for the kiddos just to kind of go out and do their thing. So that's exciting. We'll talk a little bit more about that on my Mondays with the Mayor as well next week. So. What else we got going on?
Well, we also are giving away free candy.
Free candy.
So it's going to be pre-bagged, so it's given out in a safe manner. So we don't have a bunch of kids rushing and grabbing. So we'll have free candy.
Free candy.
Free candy is always good. So
No, that's good.
Well, and a little bit extra for the adults. We have adult goodie bags that have prizes and giveaways that were graciously given to us by businesses in the community.
Fun.
So if you show up, first come, first serve with these goodie bags, you should get a nice little treat.
I like it. So that's next Friday. Pay attention to that, folks.
Yes.
And, of course, Parks and Rec, they just don't have one event going on that we talk about. We usually talk about a bunch of events. So what else
is there? And normally you do have a bunch of events, but, COVID has kind of slowed us down, but we're picking back up again.
Yes.
We have the Turkey Toss, which is December 12th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club, and pre-registration. So it's a Turkey Toss tournament. Teams, so it's 2 people on a team. It's $20 to register. $10 of that goes to the Toys for Tots program, so we can buy kids toys for Christmas.
And just so everyone knows, like, live turkeys will not be tossed.
No,
this
no,
is
just
basically
yeah.
the game bags where you stand
bags,
with a
yep.
bean bag in your hand and you throw it into a onto a board across the way.
Right, and hopefully you make it in the circle in the middle of the board.
All right.
There's also prizes for your ugliest holiday sweater. We're also asking that you bring canned food, donations, packaged toys, games, or cash donation. And the food, of course, goes to the Yavapai Food Bank.
And when is that?
That is December 12th.
Ooh.
At the Boys and Girls Club from 1 to 5 p.m. My husband and I have registered for
nice.
This. Our team is Starchy and Husk, so
I like
we're
it.
Very excited to be a part
no,
of
no.
it.
So, like, is this, like, when you play, are you, like, do you get competitive?
We do. No, we don't. We
no.
practice. We're, like, we have relatives in Minnesota, and we always go against them, and we've beat them so
nice.
Far.
I like it.
So, we're, you know, we're practicing hard every night in the backyard.
Got to be training. You got to train if you want to
yeah.
win.
Train them and win big.
I like it. So that's coming up in December.
Mm-hmm.
We have Halloween coming up next, obviously next week.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in November?
We don't.
No.
No.
So once we hit November, well, then we'll start rolling into some art
yes.
stuff. We'll talk about, like, decorated tree. What's it called?
Create-A-Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we have Create-A-Tree. So we have a couple things going on. We have the Create-A-Tree, and we also have Santa's Village. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So kind of in conjunction with the Festival of Lights on December 4th, we have Santa coming in for a special visit.
Oh.
And we are going to have Santa's North Pole Village.
Okay.
And it's kind of, it's a little different this year. So traditionally, we do pictures with Santa.
Right.
But COVID. So we are doing a magical walkthrough where parents and children alike get to experience walking through a gumdrop forest, the elves workshop,
nice.
And then they're going to get a special sneak peek of Santa getting ready for Christmas through a magic portal. And they're going to go see him in his own house at the North Pole through this portal.
All right. Fair enough. I like it. It sure beats that. That's going to be, again, December 4th.
December 4th.
And
yes.
we're doing a, is that the Parade of Lights day?
Yes, the Parade
yep.
of Lights.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
December
so it'll
4th
be
as well.
Right after the Parade of Lights in
okay.
the, actually at the Prescott Valley Library this year, rather.
At the library, rather,
yep.
rather than the third floor of the
Correct.
Civic Center.
Yeah.
Right. At the library.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's exciting. So check out that December 4th. Parade of Lights, always a great time, and be able to check that out. So that's good. What else we got going on?
So the Create-A-Tree is what the Arts and Culture Department, Bella, does in our department. So we have trees, and this is probably my most favorite that I love this time of year here in the town, is besides the parade, are all the Christmas trees that are in the library. So people can go to pvaz.net, go to the Arts and Culture to download the application, or they can pick up an application at the Parks and Recreation office on the third floor of the at the Civic Center, and they can create a tree, meaning they can decorate anything they want. We've had people auto parts. We've had some of the pet stores just do pet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just a wide variety. We've had people do Christmas cards. I'm trying to think what some of the other winners.
You don't have to traditionally have a tree.
Right.
You could use like a ladder
mm-hmm.
or
yeah. uh-huh,
cardboard boxes. And
yep.
I know this year we are allowing people to create a wreath and turn it in.
That's right. Yes. Thank you for reminding me about
that. So not only create a tree.
It's create a wreath.
Create a wreath too.
Wreath.
I like it.
Yes.
Fair enough.
So. Applications are due by November 20th. There's also a contest, and the community usually during the lights parade go throughout the library and judge the trees, and they put a little ballot in a box,
yeah. uh-huh.
and we have do we have a couple categories for the winners or.
I believe it's just a best of, and we'll probably do best of tree and
mm-hmm.
best of wreath.
Okay, very good.
Well, that's good.
And they'll have prizes for that.
And there's like applications online they get,
yes,
right?
Yes, they can go online at pvaz.net, go through parks, and it's through the Arts and Culture, or to download the application, or go directly to the Parks and Recreation office on the third floor of the Civic Center.
I like it. And then also, if people want to kind of keep up to date on things, is there a Facebook page for parks?
Yes, we have our Prescott Valley Arts, Parks, and Recreation Department Facebook page.
Okay. Okay, I like it. Mm-hmm. So they can just go on, search that on Facebook, like the page.
Yep.
They'll get updates.
Absolutely.
They can message you guys direct. Someone will be checking messages, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yes. We're always checking.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there an Instagram?
Yeah, we also have a PV Parks and Rec Instagram. So
nice.
You can follow us on that as well and keep up to date. Or visit us on our website at www.pvaz.net.
And of course, like any organization, we're looking for volunteers, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
That's always good. So what type of people or skill set would you kind of look for a volunteer? If someone's like, I don't know if I could even help out, what would it be? Was it something they could teach? Is it something they just help with being there at a coordinating event? What would you like to see?
Anyone is welcome to volunteer. We look, as we do at the library, any level of skill sets.
Nice.
And we always match them. You know, normally there's an interview like, hey, what is it that you want to do? What can you do?
Sure.
And our volunteer coordinator, Brandy Silbaugh, usually matches them with where they need to be or what they want to. I mean, we want them to enjoy what they're doing too. We don't want to put them in something where they're like, this is not what I want to do.
Yeah.
And we've just invested time. So we want to make sure they're doing something that they enjoy and they have, you know, they want to continue to do it.
So if you're at home and you're just thinking, maybe it's something I can do, just reach out and then get your questions answered.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it's a great fit for you. Maybe something will be like, I could really help out with this.
Right.
And so we want them to reach out to you. They can contact you.
They can, for volunteering, they can either, they can contact Brandy Silbaugh at, I can't remember her number off the top of my head, but the main number is 928-759-3090, and they can just ask for her, and they will transfer, make sure they hook her up.
Nice. So we're wrapping it up. We got about 50 seconds left. Is there anything that we need to get out there?
I just want to really briefly talk about the Polar Bear Splash, which we're starting to plan.
Ooh.
And it's so exciting right now. The date's not really set. We're talking January 2nd, but we want to move it, I think, to maybe earlier in the morning, just so you get that full experience of cold. You know, that was my idea. So we're still kind of, you know, we're planning it out and seeing how things work with COVID right now. But we will have a lot more information about it and as it gets closer. But we're really excited about planning that event.
All right. That's exciting. We're going to be just taking a quick break. Stick around for our final little bit of a talk. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store. Schedule a convenient curbside pickup. Or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
Choose excellence in breast cancer. Choose state-of-the-art treatments and access to clinical trials. Choose outstanding care delivered by a team of cancer experts. Choose the only accredited center of excellence for breast cancer care in our region and one of only four in the state. Choose Northern Arizona Healthcare, leading the way in breast cancer treatment and prevention. Find out more at nahealth.com/breastcare.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We have a few seconds left just to talk about where we left off in regards to the polar bear splash. Casey?
Yeah, so we were talking about a date. We're still solidifying that, but I was just reminding the mayor of how cold the water was when he jumped in last year and challenged the chief of police, Steve Rozier. How did that feel?
It was the most awful experience I ever had, Casey. Like, I would never do it again, and I'm regretting every decision that I've ever thought about doing that. So good luck to whoever wants to go do it. I'm sure they'll have a blast, but it's not really my thing.
I get it. I'm not doing it. No.
So, yeah, I mean, you're more than welcome to just go try and do what you do. I mean, you can even make a contest to see who wants to stay in the water the longest.
That's a good idea.
You can do that. That sounds like a blast, but yeah. I will not be participating
in
that.
What happens when they start turning blue and they don't move anymore?
Well, then
right?
You know what? We'll have fire on standby and we'll be able to figure it out from there. But if we could get anything from this, we are, as we just mentioned earlier off air, we're 2 weeks away from November.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, November rolls into December and then we can kiss 2020 goodbye, and we can move on with 2021 and all the great things we've
got going
on.
Which will be amazing. I know it.
So, ladies, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
As always, we have you every month, and I look forward to next month seeing you. Everyone, thanks for joining us. Have a great, happy Halloween, and we will see you in November.
Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.